Brilliance Audio presents
Tropical Heat by John Lutz. For Barbara again. When love's well timed, 'tis not a fault to love. The strong, the brave, the virtuous, and the wise sink in the soft captivity together. Joseph Addison, Cato. Chapter 1. A cane was no good for walking on sand. It penetrated to different levels and caused tentativeness. When Carver got to within 100 feet of the surf, the cane's tip made soft sucking sounds and water appeared in the round holes it left in the sand. A shallow, curved depression, shaped like a comma, angled forward from each hole, from where Carver levered the cane ahead of him to support his weight for his next step. He was beyond the sloping, narrow finger of land that jutted toward the sea, blocking vision from the north, and making his section of beach usually more or less private. Now he could see about a dozen sunbathers lounging along the beach. Carver reached the surf and used the cane for support to lower himself awkwardly to a sitting position. He glanced to his right along the arc of pale sand and a ray of tanned bodies. There were more people than usual at the beach that day, worshipping a tropical sun that was as fierce and uncompromising as it had been when paid homage as an ancient god. It was odd how the sea's bright edge drew people, Carver mused. It called to them as it had called to him after his injury. He sat for a while on the beach, feeling the cold water lap at his bare lower legs, while the late morning sun heated up his face and chest. The sky was clear that day, and the Atlantic was very blue and calm, sporting no white caps until it rolled in near the shore and curled forward to break into foam and run gently up onto the beach. A large ship, a tanker, was visible far offshore. Nearer in, but still far away, a few white fishing boats.